Hey, Dylan Kelly here, host of the Wave Break podcast. Excited to get into this episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of the Wave Break podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the growth marketing platform most recommended by other business leaders. Listen, in uncertain times, you need to be supporting your community and growing relationships with your customers. It's going to be appreciated. It's going to be remembered. It's going to be shared. And in good times and bad, this type of communication that's open and empathetic with your customers is key. This is a key theme that we've been talking about at Wavebreak. I've been preaching this on the podcast. And when you're communicating with your customers in this way, the best way to do this is with email. It is and always will be one of the best channels for delivering communication like this. And what I love about Klaviyo is that email is one of its core offerings. And their personalization that you can do inside Klaviyo is just, it can't be beat. And when you leverage that personalization driven by a 360 degree view of the customer, these emails are going to feel more relevant and they're going to drive even stronger relationships. And Klaviyo gets it. They're not just, you know, some company. They understand how challenging it is right now for every entrepreneur. You know, it was hard to get your business off the ground, and navigating these times is even harder. And if you're feeling overwhelmed with growing your business, know that you're not alone. Klaviyo is here to help you build relationships across any distance for your brand and create memorable and meaningful email marketing moments that last a lifetime. And that's how you build a successful e-commerce brand. And this is why I love Klaviyo so much, because they're on the same page with me and Wavebreak. Is like, we're not just about making more revenue. That's great. But what this is really about is an opportunity to create an amazing community with your customers. And the best way to do it is with email. And if you're not on Klaviyo, you gotta get on Klaviyo. Visit klaviyo.com to schedule a free trial. That's KLAVIYO.com. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Wavebreak podcast. Hope you had a great Black Friday and you're having a good Cyber Monday if you're listening to this on the day that it drops. My name is Dylan Kelly. I'm the founder and CEO of Wavebreak, and I am the host of this podcast. I've been hosting this podcast now for, oh my goodness, I think over 4 years at this point, which is incredible. But today I want to talk a little bit about the last 4 years and really my experience building my agency, which I'll talk about here in a second. Before we get into that, like I said, I hope you had a good Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I know it's kind of like, you know, each year the sale gets pushed further and further up, but it still feels great to like head into Cyber Weekend and really just, you know, give it your all and, you know, have that energy and excitement that you really only get this time of year and this specific weekend, while everybody else, you know, zoning out, eating turkey. Hopefully you got to eat some of that, and hopefully you got to relax a bit, and hopefully the numbers look good. We're going to be releasing, we'll probably do another podcast in the future based on, you know, the results and what we've seen once we have more time to collect and assess the data and pull some insights from it. But, you know, it's a really interesting year. I'd say performance varies across the board. You know, some brands doing really well, continuing to grow. Other brands not growing as much. It really depends on a variety of factors. But like I said, we'll dive into the Black Friday, Cyber Monday data at a later date once we've had time to process it. And in the meantime, I wanted to do a special episode for Cyber Monday, just something to think about for the new year, as well as just kind of switch things up and do a shorter episode for you, because I'm sure you're slammed and busy. That being said, the topic of this episode is going to be how enterprise brands can recession-proof their marketing for 2023. So I know it's Cyber Monday. We just went through a crazy weekend, but it's time to start thinking about the new year. This is really important. I think a lot of brands have really just focused on Q4 this year and like, what can we do to, you know, have the best Q4 ever? And I have a feeling a lot of brands are going to get to Q1 and have not thought enough about it. And so I've said this in recent podcasts, but I wanted to dive deeper today and really share what I've learned over the last 6 years working directly with over 100 brands. Something about Wavebreak that's unique, and if you're not familiar with Wavebreak, is that we are a boutique CRM agency focused on retail, direct consumer, e-commerce companies. It's everything from high growth startups to enterprise brands, and I'll touch more on this in a second. But what's unique about Wavebreak is that it is a boutique agency, which means as the founder and CEO, I'm extremely accessible and hands-on with the brands that we work with. I'm on a ton of calls. I'm looking and improving the emails. I'm looking at the strategy, and that's all intentional. I'm not trying to build the biggest CRM agency, although maybe someday we will be. I'm just trying to build the best. I treat people's business how I would treat my own business. you know, even over Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, I'm just as stressed as you are, if not more, because I'm worried about way more than one brand. You know, and even, you know, talking about this, right? Me working with directly over 100 brands. Other agencies will throw out numbers like 500 and like these crazy numbers claiming to work with more clients. But at WaveBreak, from the beginning, I've always focused on quality and then like the unlocked potential of the client. So for example, turning away brands that we're not going to be able to help and drive a significant increase for, really focusing on like how much potential the brand has. And like I said earlier, that experience ranges. So it ranges from high growth startups that, you know, went from anywhere from, for example, 400K a month to 2 million a month in a period of 4 months, building out the email and CRM program in that period, building out a $10 million CRM program in less than 90 days after, you know, a couple in-house teams tried to build it, couldn't build it, built a $10 million program, boom, company gets acquired by Unilever. So I've seen that side of it. And then I've also worked with multiple publicly traded brands valued at over $1 billion. So I've seen it all. I've even worked with brands that have gone to zero, and then I've worked with brands that went to zero and trying to scale again. So for example, Brandless getting acquired by private equity, helping them figure out, okay, how do we tap into email and how do we get all of this revenue on our existing email list of millions of people? This is all to say that I have more experience touching CRM of really great companies than most people in the industry. And I've been able to see the patterns and recognize the data through this experience that make brands successful, which in this time is really, you know, success comes down to, can you drive growth? Can you drive profitability? Yet over and over again, seeing across these companies, regardless of their size, regardless of their team, regardless of if they're VC backed, if they're not, if they're bootstrapped, if they're public, if they're not, if they're growing, if they're shrinking, they all make the same mistakes regardless of their size. And the number one mistake that I see is most CRM and lifecycle programs are operating on 60% of their full potential. And there's a few reasons for this. Number one, CRM and lifecycle channels. So to actually pull the lever of CRM, you have to send email, you have to send SMS, you have to send push. These are extremely high ROI channels. So as a result of this, they can be operated poorly and still generate a ton of revenue. So like you could do it bad and still see really good results because they're such high ROI. Number two, CRM is not a core focus for many, many brands, even if they claim it to be. CRM is typically always on the back burner, even still today, over the last 12 and 24 months, even the last 8 months, you think brands would think, oh, we got to get more out of our existing customers. People say this, they say the word retention, but very few brands are actually putting their time and attention into those customer relationships. And instead, customer acquisition takes up all the time, budget, and attention of the marketing team. And this makes sense because without new customers, there's no growth. However, what a lot of brands don't realize is in chasing that short-term growth by focusing on, you know, just paid basically, or, you know, whatever growth channels you use, they don't realize that once you have CRM dialed in at 100%, you can actually grow a lot faster with lower CAC, higher AOV, higher LTV, et cetera, the list goes on. It just increases efficiency through the whole rest of your marketing. But most brands are still trying to solve the problem they've experienced over the last 8 months with paid and chasing new shiny objects. And that's in air quotes, new. So, you know, this might look like running a $100,000 pilot into TikTok or spending 25K on new landing pages. Don't get me wrong, these things are really important too and they can help, but more revenue and profitability is hiding in plain sight for most brands. So that brings me to point number three. As a result of number one and number two, number one, CRM and lifecycle, email and SMS, they're high ROI channels. And number two, it's not a core focus. Basically, this leads to CRM teams, one, not existing, or two, not being held accountable. And this is partly because, generally speaking, results are fine, and also because CRM is not a core focus. Most CRM teams are not optimizing. They also don't know how to. Many of today's CRM talent, most of it doesn't exist. A lot of it is poached from other brands. But what's different is that every brand and every customer is different. So what typically happens is, you know, you hire someone to run CRM or lifecycle, they'll come in, they're going to try to run the playbook that worked on the previous brand. But obviously, you know, being a hair care brand is really different than selling desk chairs or selling desks, which, you know, are two real e-commerce clients or two real e-commerce brands. You know, and so they run that previous playbook that worked at, you know, XYZ logo. The problem is that only works for that brand. And, you know, them not knowing what to do also is not entirely their fault. If they're lacking the knowledge and insights to what could be better, they can't recommend it. And it's likely because they don't have the in-depth experience to be able to find those opportunities, or they've just run the same playbook. So they're only going to find opportunities within their existing playbook. And so that's why leading brands hire us to work in tandem with their in-house teams, even across departments, because we can bring insights and strategy that you can't find in-house. We've worked with subscription brands just like you. We've worked with brands in your category just like you. We know what messaging works. We know what content works. We know what creative converts. We know what your flow sequence and setup should be if you're on subscription, if you're not subscription, if you sell consumable, if you're in, you know, specific verticals of skincare, hair care, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. We have the playbook. We haven't just figured it out. We're not just making things up. We've tested it. We've run holdout tests at scale to see what actually moves the needle. What actually moves the needle 6 months down the road? Does your post-purchase email actually make a difference? Those are things that we test with our enterprise clients and actually figure out the answer to. And the answers would surprise you. The most unsurprising thing is it varies brand to brand. And now a quick break for a word from our sponsor, Recharge. The subscription market is predicted to grow to nearly $500 billion by 2025. As a fast-growing area in commerce, subscriptions hold tremendous opportunities to build a community of customers who share your values. Recharge is the leading subscription management solution, helping e-commerce merchants of all sizes launch and scale subscription offerings. Recharge powers the growth of over 15,000 subscription merchants and their communities, turning one-time transactions into long-term customer relationships. Whether you're a direct-to-consumer business or an omnichannel brand, subscriptions strengthen your brand's relationship with your customers and make it easy for consumers to make repeat purchases. With subscriptions, merchants are able to experience predictable revenue, increased customer loyalty, and higher average order values. Turn transactions into relationships and experience seamless subscription commerce with Recharge. Get started today with the subscription payment solution trusted by over 50 million subscribers worldwide by heading over to rechargepayments.com/e-commerce leaders. And now, back to the show. So I could give you the answer, but it's going to vary depending on your specific situation. If you want to learn more about partnering with us where we can add this strategy to your business, you can do so. Click the link in the show notes or type in your Safari, wavebreak.co. Continuing, CRM teams not held accountable. This is extremely important in today's marketplace to continue to drive growth, to make CRM a priority, to optimize your program, to maximize revenue, to go beyond that high ROI and get it even higher. Yes, it can be higher. Hold that team accountable, and that is how you're going to be able to drive growth. So let's run through like what this will look like. So one, by optimizing CRM from 60% of its potential, which is where most brands lie, or less, to be honest, but let's say 60%, to 100%, you immediately increase revenue and profitability within a quarter. You can make that jump from 60% potential to 100%, relatively speaking, within a quarter. Might take 2 quarters, but within 2 quarters, you know, you should be humming along and running into optimization from there. And this is huge. The fact that you can go from 60% to 100% optimized in a quarter and see the results in revenue, see a 40% increase in revenue, that's not unreasonable. We've driven 318% year-over-year increases within 90 days for 100 million plus brand that you would know, for example. There's no other in quarter plays that you can run to increase revenue. Like if you need to show results to investors next quarter, this is where you need to focus. And then number two is during a recession when people are buying differently, capital's harder to come by, there's more and more pressure, every single dollar counts. And if your current email program is leaving 40% additional revenue on the table, you need to fix this gap immediately. It's not just a boost in additional revenue, it's revenue that you're currently losing, and this is becoming even more crucial during this time of economic instability. And our Wavebreak. This is where we thrive. We're a boutique agency, email and CRM for retail and e-commerce brands. is all we do. We've worked with brands just like you. We've gone through the process. We know how your team's structured. We know how to optimize. We know how to optimize your process, your strategy, your creative. Creative is a huge lever. And so this is where we thrive, helping brands find the gaps in their current CRM programs so that they can email, SMS, and push like it's 2023 and not 2008, and as a result, profit. And to be able to execute on this strategy, we've built the only data-driven email creative agency that exists. We combine data-driven strategy and creative across email, SMS, and push to maximize revenue. And then we tailor this all to your customer journey. Not just your flows, not just your sequences, but also your broadcast campaigns, all tailored to the customer journey. The best part is that our solutions are enterprise grade, so it looks great on brand. People can't even tell that it's an outside company doing it. Creative looks great, converts better, and then we move at the speed of a startup, working as an extension of your team, testing on-brand creative, and combining our data-driven strategy to increase performance from CRM in a quarter, just like I said. And anyone can make you promises, but we can actually show you the proof. And these aren't heavily inflated case studies. It's not a logo stolen, put it on our site, you know, that we did an audit for, which a lot of people do. It's like, you know, they do like a single audit for somebody, or like somebody enters their contact form, they put the logo on the website. These are real results, not heavily inflated case studies from 5 years ago. We helped Nutrafol, recently acquired by Unilever, increase lifecycle revenue in 120 days by 318%. We helped Delta G, the Oxford ketone ester, developed at a University of Oxford, incredible technology. Check it out, Delta G ketones. We helped them get a 1,269% ROI from optimizations to their lifecycle email and SMS marketing program. And then Ballsy, one of my favorite clients, had Adam on the podcast. Go listen to that episode. He talks about his honest experience with Wavebreak in addition to building and selling an eight-figure brand. We help them increase monthly email revenue by 3.7x within 90 days. This is after they already worked with two previous agencies. Their deliverability was in the gutter. That's another thing we've been helping a lot of brands with lately, is improved deliverability. Got them up to 100% deliverability. And then, like I said, 3.7x increase in monthly email revenue. Continue to grow from there. We've built out a really great program for them with personalization and segmentation and testing and optimizing along the way. Now, if you want to learn more about Wavebreak and how you can partner with us in Q1 2023, you can schedule a call with our head of growth, Takara Suet. You can do that at wavebreak.co/call, and you'll know if we're a fit in just one call. All of these concepts, this is what you need to do. You need to make sure that your CRM program's dialed, you need to make it a focus, and you need to give your team the tools they need to succeed, aka the strategy, and then the creative production to be able to implement that strategy at scale. And then you watch the revenue increase within a quarter. Within two quarters, you're optimizing. Within three quarters, you're really humming along and you're really starting to figure out what actually works and what doesn't. I could go forever on and on about this, but it's Cyber Monday. Get back after it. If you want to learn more about partnering with us, go to wavebreak.co, wavebreak.co. That's wavebreak.co to learn more. Hope you have a great week. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wavebreak Podcast. If you're not subscribed on iTunes or Spotify, go hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. And if you're not on our email list, go sign up at wavebreak.co/join. You'll join other e-commerce leaders at brands like Skims, Cartier, and Walmart, and thousands more, learning exactly what's working in e-commerce right now. You won't want to miss it. Sign up at wavebreak.co/join. It's free. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Wavebreak Podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day.